A growing number of cell phone customers are complaining they're being moved to new, more expensive plans without their permission. Julie Watts has the story of one man's surprise switch.
In January that I started getting the text messages.
And Al Stilo quickly realized his granddaughter's phone was to blame. But just as he was about to double his family plan's data limit for an extra $10 a month, he says the rep offered a better solution.
She said, I can do something to slow down her data usage and it won't cost you anything.
Al agreed to give it a try, but when he opened his next bill, he got a surprise.
The plan had been changed.
AT&T had switched Al to a new mobile share advantage plan, which doubled the base price of each line and added fees. And when he called to complain, he says AT&T explained once you switch, you can't go back.
I didn't authorize any change.
And he's not alone. We requested wireless complaint data from the FCC regarding switching phone plans without permission. AT&T accounts for more than 37% of all complaints. Verizon, a close second at 25%. Sprint accounts for 22%, and T-Mobile, 15%.
Less than 10% of the people actually file complaints.
Anna Montez of the utility watchdog group TURN says this type of thing happens more than most realize.
Part of the reason for wanting to switch people to new plans is because the phone companies does make more money off of customer.
In a statement, AT&T said, we want every customer interaction to be perfect and will never stop working to get better. As for Al,
I just felt that I was being handled very poorly.
Now, after we got involved, AT&T did credit his account and switch him back to his old grandfathered plan. In San Francisco, I'm Julie Watts.